It is. It's probably about our busiest bank holiday, to be honest with you, at Easter. It all starts tomorrow with Mildenhall and Northampton. Saturday is a little bit of respite. We have a bit of a breather on Saturday, and then we have another sort of two or three meetings Sunday, and then Monday is the real busy one. We've got four meetings up and down the UK. We've got Hednesford and Northampton in the Midlands, and then, of course, we've got Ipswich and Eastbourne on Monday. So it's, a very, very busy weekend for us. And in between all of that, of course, at Foxhall, we've got Speed Saturday night too.
I was going to say, so that means a busy Sunday getting stuff ready for Foxhall to turn it back into a stock car track on the Monday.
That's right. I mean, where a lot of people will be tucking into their Easter eggs on Sunday morning, we'll be at the stadium bright and early. There's a boot sale there, plus we'll be preparing the track. It needs to be swept, so we'll have a sweeper in there. We'll do some painting and tidying up and have it all ready for the National Hot Rods on Monday.
Good Friday at Mildenhall. Turnstiles from 12:30, racing from 2. Three categories: National Bangers Teams Event, the Mini Stocks and the Reliant Robins, which we'll come to. Teams Event, how does this work with the National Bangers?
Well, to start with, we've been oversubscribed. We've actually got 24 teams taking part in this. It's an annual event at Mildenhall. We've actually had to revise the start time, Graham. So instead of 2 p.m, it's now a 1:30 start on Friday. So it's a 1:30 start to accommodate all of this. But basically, as you say, you know, we've got 24 teams. We're fully subscribed. It's pretty much a fight to the finish, really. It'll be the winning team that scores the most at the end of the day that will go home with the silverware.
If you can't win, you crash.
Well, this is it. It becomes quite tactical because, as we know, if your team's not doing well, you're not going to win. You're going to make sure that another team doesn't. So it all gets very tactical in the end, but great fun.
The Mini Stocks gives us a chance to have a look at some potential stars of the future. Reliant Robins. Now, this is quite a spectacle, a good one to watch, and you probably expect a few rollovers in this one, don't you?
Yeah, the Reliant Robins really have been very much part and parcel of racing at Mildenhall for many, many years. They stage the annual World Championship there every year. We've had celebrities take part in that in the past, including Tony Mason from Top Gear and any manner of other people. But the Reliant Robins, they are a speciality to Mildenhall. A lot of the other stadiums have staged them. As you say, a tremendous amount of rollovers and action. They are quite spectacular. But of course, they're prepared just like any other banger race car. So they've got stout H-frames inside them and driver protection and everything that's required. But as you say, you do get a lot of rollovers and a lot of action with them.
What speeds are they reaching at Mildenhall Stadium?
You'd be surprised. Although it is a small circuit, if the track is slick, they are quite quick. The Reliant engine, actually, is, you know, Reliant themselves in terms of an engine has always been a successful engine and a fast engine. They're used in some of the other classes as well, such as Rebels, but they're fairly quick. So, you know, the guys don't hold back, so they'll try and get as much speed out of them as they can. Obviously, we do see some very old examples, the Reliant Robins, right back to the sort of type you see with the Trotters and Del Boy. So you'd see some very early examples, but great fun, especially at an Easter weekend.
Easter Monday, Foxhall Stadium in Ipswich. You have a chance, people, to see just a man in exceptional form at the moment. We've talked about him previously on the programme. We've had him on the programme, but Chris Hurd in the National Hot Rods, he's having a superb season.
He really is, and as you say, this is where things get very serious again back at Foxhall on Monday. But Chris is right back at the top of the tree. I mean, the last couple of years we've seen maybe things were a little bit lean. Maybe, you know, he took a little bit of a back step because he was concentrating on business and any manner of things. But here we are. You know, we go into round 10 at Northampton, round 11 at Ipswich on Monday, and is right at the top of the tree and at the peak of his form.
Early favourite for the Thunder 5 and Speed Weekend?
Well, you can never discount Chris from anything, especially at Ipswich. I think he probably finds his better form at Ipswich. So you can never discount Chris from anything, really. He's always there or thereabouts. Quite whether he's going to be there at World Championship time, who knows? As we all know, it's now that time of year over the next few months and the next few rounds where there will be a lot of chops and changes. I'm particularly pleased to see Dick Hillard up there in third place in the qualifying at the moment. It's great to see Dick in the top group. He's had some awful bad luck over the years at World Finals, and I'm really hoping that come near the Speed Weekend he'll be in that top group and maybe getting his chance. But as we all know, things can happen in National Hot Rod Racing. I think, as per usual, a lot will depend on Good Friday tomorrow. What happens at Northampton? Who's going to be on form? Who's going to have problems? Therefore, what are they going to do over the weekend? They've got 2 days to sort the car out to find out what happens on Monday. The two circuits are very different. We may have different weather, so there's going to be a lot of chops and changes. I think we'll probably be able to know more when we get to the middle of next week and we've had a look at the scores.
Round two as well of the track championship for the Bangers on Monday.
Yes, we've got 37 cars booked in for that, for the Whip Street Motors series. Very, very popular again this year. I think probably come Monday there may even be a few more than that anyway. I'm sure we'll probably get near the 40 mark. So yes, very well supported again.
And what are your timings for Monday?
Monday, it's a 2 p.m. start at Foxhall Stadium.